This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, April 13th. God's word for you today is your satisfaction. Our scripture reading is taken from John 19, verse 28, which says, Jesus knew that his mission was not finished, and to fulfill scripture, he said, I am thirsty. Have you ever felt like you need a drink? Sometimes it is not because you do not have water, but you just need someone to give you water. Have you ever been there? You have water, cold, hot, lukewarm water, yet you are saying, I am thirsty. I need a drink. Jesus' fifth words on the cross was, I am thirsty. I need a drink. Why is this so important? Jesus was meant to die for humanity. So why was he asking for water? What will the water do for him? Is the water going to prolong his life and prolong the salvation of man? The soldiers were probably wondering why Jesus was asking for water. He is on the cross, wounded and in excruciating pain. The earlier he dies, the better for him. So why is this Jesus asking for water? Spend time to meditate on this. The first level of interpretation is that this reveals the humanity of Jesus. However, beyond that, the first recorded time in scriptures that Jesus said he was thirsty, he was sitting by a well without what to use to fetch water. John 4 verse 7 says, Soon a Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, Please give me a drink. Was Jesus physically thirsty at that time? Yes, he needed to drink water. However, beyond his thirst, John 4 reveals an amazing truth to us, which is every time Jesus says, I am thirsty, he is saying, I want to give to you, not take from you. And this is consistent with when God asks for something. Even though Jesus was saying to the woman, I am thirsty, I need a drink. What Jesus was really saying was, I do not want to take water from you. I want to give you rivers of living waters. Whenever God asks for something, God does not want to take from you. God wants to get something to you. And that is big. When God is demanding for something from your life, God is demanding that you give him water from your life. God does not want to deprive you of water. God does not want to take things from you. God actually wants to get water to you, an endless supply. It is the process of releasing what you have that empowers you to receive what God has. This is huge. Think about it. The process of releasing what you have empowers you to actually receive what he has. When Jesus said to the Samaritan woman, I am thirsty, give me water, she went theological on Jesus. John 4 verse 9 says, she said to Jesus, you are a Jew and I am a Samaritan woman. Why are you asking me for a drink? When I read this sometimes, I just want to say to the woman, keep quiet and give the man a drink. However, what was Jesus' response to this woman? John 4 verse 10 says, Jesus replied, if you only knew the gift God has for you and who you are speaking to, you would ask me and I will give you living water. Could Jesus be saying on the cross, which I believe he's saying to us, if you knew the gift of God, you would ask me for water. In fact, I am paying the price that will release the outpouring of the rivers of life, on the cross of Calvary? Is Jesus asking you for water currently? Let us pray. Father, I offer the water in my life to you. Drink to your fill in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.